Let's say you had to choose between two big Memorial Day weekend events, Kim and Kanye's wedding or the Sunday puzzle with Will Shorts. Oh, your wedding invite was lost in the mail? Mine too. But who needs the Kardashians when you have the puzzle? Joining me now is Will Shorts. He is the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Will, did your invite get lost in the mail?
Mine was lost too.
Ah, shoot. Okay, so Will, refresh our memories. What was last week's challenge?
Yes, I said, name a famous actress of the past whose last name has two syllables. I said, reverse the syllables phonetically, and the result will name an ailment. What is it? Well, the actress was Sarah Bernhardt, B-E-R-N-H-A-R-D-T. Reverse those syllables and you get heartburn. And I have to point out, several listeners mentioned that I used the same puzzle 5 years ago, back in 2009. Sorry about that.
Man, holding your feet to the fire. Over 680 of our listeners got it correct. Our randomly selected winner, though, is David Hodges of Collingswood, New Jersey. He joins us on the line now. Hey, David, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So, you big fan of late 19th century French drama, or Sarah Bernhardt just popped into your mind?
Not particularly, but my wife and I are contemporaries of Will, so we get his references.
Oh.
And when he says famous actress of the past, we know he doesn't mean Holly Hunter.
Uh-huh. He means the past, with
really
a capital P. Yeah. Well, good for you. David, do you have a question for Will Shorts?
Will, what do you have in common with Neil Diamond?
I love that question.
What do I have in common with
Neil
Diamond?
I've long wondered.
Huh.
You have the same thing in common with Brad Pitt and Tiger Woods and Holly Hunter and lots of other famous people.
How do I not know this?
All of them and you have names made of common English words. Will, Shorts, Neil, Diamond, Brad Pitt, Tiger Woods, Holly Hunter.
Hey, good job!
There's a puzzle in there somewhere. I've got a long list.
That's nice. Yeah, I can make a rebus puzzle out of that.
Well, David, are you ready to do this?
You bet.
All right, Will, let's play the puzzle.
All right, David and Rachel. The theme today is May. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word starts M-A and the second word ends with Y. For example, if I said an alcoholic beverage made from fermented mash, you would say malt whiskey.
Okay. I think we're ready, Will.
All right, number one, Republicans or Democrats vis-a-vis libertarians?
The majority party?
Yeah, or major party. An opener that works on all locks?
Master key?
That's right. Title for a female member of a president's cabinet?
Title for a female member of the president's cabinet.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, what do you call almost anyone in the president's cabinet?
A secretary. Yeah. Madam Secretary.
That's right. Madam Secretary, is it? A red item often put on top of an ice cream sundae.
A maraschino cherry.
Oh,
that's
delicious.
It. Postal service.
Mail delivery.
Good. Lover of Cleopatra.
Mark Antony.
Uh-huh. Singer who was once married to Jennifer Lopez.
Mark Antony.
Mark Antony, is it? Best Actor Oscar winner for Dallas Buyers Club.
Matthew McConaughey.
Excellent. Religious commemoration 3 days before Easter.
3 days before Easter. Maundy Thursday.
Yeah. Maundy Thursday, is it? Title MD of 1970s TV.
Marcus Welby.
There you go.
Good.
Complete the title, The Bridges of Blank.
Madison County.
Uh-huh. Number one Rod Stewart hit with the lyric, it's late September,
Maggie
and
May.
I really should be, you didn't need the whole lyric. And your last one, a Puccini opera set in Japan.
Madam Butterfly.
There
just
you go.
Knocked
Ooh, bang,
him
bang,
out
bang.
Of the park. Well done.
Thank you.
For playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition of the Pelpin, puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at our website, npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, David, where do you hear us?
I'm a longtime sustaining member of WHYY, 91 FM in Philadelphia.
David Hodges of Collingswood, New Jersey. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, David.
It was a pleasure and an honor. Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. The word sort has an unusual property. The first letter S is found inside the word first. The second letter, O, is found inside second. The third letter, R, is found inside third. And the fourth letter, T, is found inside fourth. Think of a familiar three-word phrase in 10 letters that has the same property, in which every letter in the phrase is found inside its corresponding ordinal. And here's a hint, it's something most people have, lose, and regain. What is it? So again, a familiar three-word phrase in 10 letters, in which every letter in the phrase is found inside its corresponding ordinal, and it's something most people have, lose, and gain again. What is it?
Okay, when you've got the answer, go to our website. It is npr.org/puzzle and click on that Submit Your Answer link. Limit yourself to one entry per person, please. Our deadline for those entries is Thursday, May 29th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because if you're the winner, then we give you a call and then you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.